I don't play him as a real ne'er-do-well all the time. He's naughty. My Scrooge is naughty for a couple of hours, and in the last 10 minutes he turns into Tommy Steele.
And it's a record-breaking run that you've been on. You've been doing this show for years. What is it that keeps bringing you back to the role? Is it just one that you don't want to let go, or is it that you don't want to see somebody else doing it?
No. Lots of people have played it in the past. But I think that the first thing is that in my career I've been given great shows to do. Half a Sixpence, Singing in the Rain, Hans Andersen, Some Like It Hot, my one-man shows. But in those musical shows that I've done, they've always been great successes, thank God. Now, when you've got a great success and you're a song and dance man, it's no good doing it to the mirror at home all the time. You want people to share it. And so all the shows that I've done, let's say I did 4 years with Singing in the Rain, 4 years with Hans Andersen, 3 years with Half a Sixpence, 10 years with this, I do it because people love to see it. And I want to be part of their evening. I do really love this business.
And it's a cracking production for anyone that is thinking about coming to see it. Just the magic. I mean, you touched on the music and the singing and the dancing, but the magic tricks in it as well are something else, aren't they?
Oh, they are unbelievable. I was at the Palladium. I did the last season at the Palladium with it. And on the last evening, we've just played the matinee. We're about to get ready for the last show. And the manager of the theatre came backstage. And he said, all the ushers were having a conversation just now. And they said, this is the first show at the Palladium they've ever seen where at the matinees, the children, all the children that are there, he says, we never hear a sweet paper. They're so engrossed in the story. The kids are looking there like rabbits in front of the headlights of a car. They're going, what's going to happen next? When's the next ghost going to come? When's the next song going to be sung? And the kids go out really. I think the mums and dads learn the story about it, about what it means. And the kids really enjoy the ghosts, the songs, the laughter.
And you say you've done this for 10 years. I mean, this is huge, isn't it? When you look back over your career, what the highlights have been for yourself?
Oh, there's so many of them. And they come under different categories and different decades. I mean, if you look at the 50s, it's the rock and roll. If you look at the 60s, it's the musicals. The 70s, it's the Hollywood musicals. The 80s, it's more musicals at the Palladium and around the country with Singing in the Rain and Hans Andersen. Then you get to the 90s, the one-man shows that I also did here. And my career has gone into, at the moment, probably in six decades. I hope I make a seventh.